From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grand. Spectrum News reports that anyone vaccinated for COVID-19 in areas of substantial outbreak should wear a mask indoors again, as the Delta variant of the virus is much more contagious and spreading out of control across the country. The Centers for Disease Control will recommend that people who are vaccinated should wear masks indoors in parts of the U.S. where COVID-19 is surging, according to the Associated Press. In May, the CDC loosened mask rules, saying the vaccinated need not wear a mask indoors any longer. But now, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease expert, told CNN on July 25th, and I quote, "We're going in the wrong direction," end quote. He added, and I quote, "If you look at the inflection of the curve of the new cases, that is among the unvaccinated. And since we have 50% of the country not fully vaccinated, that's a problem," end quote. Los Angeles, St. Louis, Savannah, Georgia, and Provincetown, Massachusetts are among the cities across the country that have recently restored indoor masking rules. And you can read more about this story at Spectrum News. Mid-Hudson News is reporting that Frontier Airlines is coming to New York Stewart International Airport with nonstop service to three Florida destinations. On October 25th, the airline will begin flying between Stewart and Orlando, Miami, and Tampa. Orange County Executive Steve Newhouse said, and I quote, "Frontier's arrival to New York Stewart International Airport will benefit not only Orange County, but the entire region. Frontier's new flight service to Florida will create new opportunities for tourism, business, and economic development," end quote. The low-cost airline will fly four trips weekly to Orlando and three flights each to Miami and Tampa. Read more about this story at MidHudsonNews.com. Heather Clark reports for the Rockland Westchester Journal News that this week Time Magazine listed the Hudson Valley among its The World's Greatest 100 Places of 2021 list. Deandra Barnwell, in the Time list, wrote, and I quote, "The Hudson Valley, known for its country charm and succulent agriculture, is fast becoming one of the most popular locales in New York. Thanks in part to an influx of city dwellers relocating during the pandemic, as well as the opening of Legoland in Goshen," end quote. New York City was the only other nearby locale to make the list, alongside Cannes, France, Big Sky, Montana, Arauca, Portugal, Seattle, Washington, Desaru Coast, Malaysia, and KwaZulu-Natal, South Africa. Read more about this story at LoHUD.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grand. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.